Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to chat about all things mental health because let's face it, we could all use a little extra support sometimes. Now, before you start picturing me huddled under a blanket with tissues and a pint of ice cream though, no judgment if that's your thing. Let's talk about the holidays. You know, that magical time of year filled with twinkling lights, joyous carols, and sometimes overwhelming pressure. I mean, between family gatherings and realistic expectations, and that whole perfect holiday facade we often feel compelled to maintain, it can be a real roller coaster for our mental health. But don't worry, you're not alone. That's what this podcast is all about, reminding ourselves that even when things feel tough, there are ways to manage those pesky symptoms and actually enjoy the season. So, buckle up, grab your favorite cozy beverage, hot chocolate with marshmallows, anyone. And let's dive into 5 key takeaways for navigating mental health during the holidays. First things first, set realistic expectations. Let's be honest, that picture-perfect holiday card scene is really reality. Embrace the chaos, accept imperfections, and remember that it's okay if things don't go exactly according to plan. You know that feeling when you spend all day baking cookies only to realize you forgot the flour? Yeah, we've all been there. Laughter goes a long way in diffusing stress. Next up, prioritize self-care. This is crucial, especially during the holidays. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, taking a warm bath, going for a walk in nature, or simply curling up with a good movie. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Speaking of cups, let's talk about boundaries. You have the right to say no to commitments that feel overwhelming. It's okay to decline invitations, set limits on social gatherings, or even just take some time for yourself away from the hustle and bustle. Remember, you are not responsible for everyone else's happiness. Focus on your own well-being. If a particular gathering triggers anxiety or stress, don't feel obligated to attend. It's better to prioritize your mental health than force yourself into uncomfortable situations. And lastly, don't be afraid to seek support. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or joining a support group can make a world of difference. Remember, there is strength in vulnerability. Sharing your feelings and experiences can help you feel less alone and more empowered. Now let me tell you about Sarah. She's a wonderful woman I met at a coffee shop recently. She confided in me that she was feeling overwhelmed by the holiday season family drama, pressure to be merry, and just the general chaos of it all. So what did Sarah do? She set clear boundaries with her extended family, prioritizing quality time over attending every single event. She also booked herself a massage, indulged in some self-care rituals, and made sure to schedule regular me time throughout the season. Sarah's story is a great reminder that managing mental health during the holidays isn't about being perfect or putting on a brave face. It's about recognizing your needs, setting boundaries, prioritizing self-care, and seeking support when you need it. Remember, the holidays are meant to be enjoyable, not another source of stress. You deserve to feel happy and relaxed during this time of year. So go ahead, embrace those cozy moments, connect with loved ones in meaningful ways, and remember your well-being is a priority. And before we wrap up, I want you to share something with me. What's one small act of self-care you can commit to this week? Maybe it's taking a 15-minute walk, reading a chapter of that book you've been meaning to finish, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Keep those conversations going on social media using #TheAnxiousAndDepressedClub. Let's spread the message that we're all in this together. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and peace even during the busiest season.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.